went through all the... It's crazy how you disrespect the woman who had your baby. Her body went through all these changes and all you do is call her fat and lazy. Got her doing it all alone and you wonder why she acting different lately. Her heart is broken but she keeps going, that's a different type of bravery. She don't have the time to heal, she too busy being a mother. Why you explaining this some random shit that she don't even love her? You throw a name in the dirt when she mentioned in the conversation. How you destroying the woman who's helping build your child's foundation? You treat her like dirt and honestly she's trying to do her best. That queen is doing all she can even though her feelings get suppressed. You gotta asking you for things when she don't like asking for help. She shouldn't have to ask you for nothing, but all you do is think about yourself. It's a shame you didn't take the time to understand where she coming from. You don't even realize the trauma that your little one is suffering from. All they see is the pain and the tears in their mama's eyes. Don't be the reason that the soul in your child dies.
Mm. Okay, so we profound. Wanted to start that poem off. It was posted on TikTok, and this is a beautiful poem. It was posted by Ayana_mom.
So, who was the original person?
It's crazy how you disrespect the woman who had...
When you click on the sound, it doesn't give, like, the original person.
Oh, okay.
But I think it comes from Broken Family, and that's what she hashtagged it under. Mm. But... Ayana's mom posted it. It's AnyYahs_mom. I don't know where she got the original sound from, but it was profound. So we had to repost it. So let's go ahead and get this podcast popping, baby. All right. Are y'all ready? Are you really ready? Are you really ready?
I thought you already had that queued up.
I did. Something happened.
Man, just think. One day we'll have people like queuing the music for us, and we ain't got to worry about that shit.
No.
All we gotta do is talk.
That's the day. So we can hire an engineer.
Right?
Let me see that. Getting all the looks that they mad cause they ain't. We out here making moves that these weak hoes can't. Bitches gonna be mad at us. Bitches gonna be mad at us. Niggas gonna be mad at us. And they just gonna be mad at us. Hey, and welcome to another episode of
Honestly Unbothered.
And it's me, your girl, Queen T, a.k.a. Tiana Non-Basic, and I'm here with no other than...
LG in the house.
That was so monotone, Gina. I liked it.
It was supposed to be monotone.
Anyways, we like to welcome y'all to the motherfucking house. And as y'all know, we always in the house. So let's get this podcast. Let's be doing a podcast. Don't fucking bother me until like 6 a.m.
I'm good. Yeah. Anyway.
Yes. And we know we gonna need y'all to get the lace front off the top of your eyebrows and pay attention. Yes, because The Walking Dead has ended. Their season finale of The One Who Lives, which starred the main characters from the original Walking Dead.
Really?
Rick and Michonne.
I swear to God. Rick the only came back. I held on for so long because of Michonne
and Rick. They came back for the season finale.
I wanted to stop watching after Rick died, but then Michonne was picking up. But then I did stop watching after a while. But yeah, I watched it for like a good two, three years.
You right. Her character got... became more of a leader role after Rick left. I mean, she was always a leader, though. She was like a one-person army. Her and Rick, like,
no.
It was
we're
like
gonna be gender
army
neutral.
Together.
She's a one-person army.
A one-person army, she was. And so was Rick, though. He was like a one. Remember when he bit the man's neck to save Carl? Oh, my God. So in the season finale, you guys got to check it out. And you know where it is on AMC. Check it out. And it's also streaming as well. You guys can catch it streaming on, what is it called? It's on Prime.
I don't remember.
It's on Prime, you know, whatever. Check it out. Look it up. But I'm going to tell y'all now,
It was sappy at the end, but it made me cry. My husband was like, "Are you really crying? Oh my God, you're really crying." I said, "It's so beautiful." And it was like a visual beauty too, the end too.
So that they have like fields so of beautiful. Wildflowers.
You just have to see it, you know. It's purple. Filmed in Georgia, so Georgia's beautiful anyway. So it was just a beautiful visual at the very end. Peaches
hanging from the trees. I'm sorry, I'm just playing because.
Oh my God, but it was so beautiful. It was so beautiful. Oh my God.
So beautiful. Oh,
but something that's not beautiful is Pharrell and his longtime bandmate.
I forgot to read the article.
Chad Hugo. Yes. They are fighting over or disputing over the name Neptunes. Oh, my God.
Why?
Because they get a lot of royalties from
them. Oh, yeah. That would make a big difference, actually.
I care less.
To, like, percentage of royalties you're given.
I care less to read the article because I just hate that they're feuding. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like
what
it.
What is the feud?
What did Donald Trump say? I don't like it.
No, maybe.
You gotta say it like him.
No.
But I don't like it.
No, maybe like it. This is being hyped up. Maybe... Dude just wanted he felt like he was owed just a little bit more than what he was getting from the album, and it got blown up on entertainment news as to a feud between.
Well, you know, Pharrell was the breakout star of that group. Pharrell was the breakout star of the group.
Yes, he was.
So
clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Cause I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Cause I'm happy.
Clap along if you know. Let me quit.
You know you love that song. I don't care if I'm anywhere and that song come on, I'm gonna be clapping. I don't care.
Let's do the Carlton. Imagine this, because y'all can't see this right now.
Yeah, so Variety.com posted the story. I just really didn't like it. But anyways, Beyonce has revealed that Stevie Wonder played the harmonica of her cover of Jolene.
And then on my For You YouTube page, it showed a beautiful picture of Beyonce standing next to Stevie Wonder, who apparently has shaved all his hair off, which kind of surprised me. But he still really don't look that old. He looked like...
Yeah, he's had the dress for so long, you know.
No, he don't got no hair on his face no more either. He's like all clean shaven.
He cleaned it up.
Yep, and he's like shiny like Steve Harvey.
Oh, Lord!
Well, in the picture, just saying.
Well, you said his skin is popping.
Yeah, his skin is popping.
In his prime. I'm going to say in his prime. Mm-hmm. You know, they say we in our prime, you know, whatever. Yeah, at that age, you know, we still black don't crack and all that. But anyways.
Oh, shit.
Let's not talk about how old he is. I don't want to age neutralize somebody. But anyway.
No ageism. We're against ageism. No.
Everybody's against everything.
It was against it. It was this movie I was watching the other day.
I know what you're talking about, but everybody is against like something now that don't talk about this, don't say this, don't
cancel
do this.
Culture.
I mean, for you know, it's free speech. It's slowly fading away, y'all. If y'all don't pay attention,
really is free
we
speech.
Don't have it hardly at
you
all
can
now.
Say, but you can say what the fuck you want to say.
No, not
you
no,
have the right to say what the fuck you
they
want.
They will delete your page.
Okay, I'm not saying that.
Yeah, from all these social media sites.
No, I'm saying. You can say whatever the fuck you want to say, but there's no freedom from consequences. And you could also, if you got the money, you can pay to open up your own platform. And the people that want to follow you will follow you.
If you have freedom of speech, how can you?
That's what I said. It's not free from consequences.
On freedom of speech. That's what I'm saying. It don't make sense. Because like,
some people just say
you can have your opinion about what whoever think, whatever, but to try to censor somebody in the way they think and the way they talk, it's.
But a
lot.
Okay.
I just don't like it.
I'm not
America?
Entirely.
It's not a good look.
I'm not entirely upset. But okay.
Opinion.
So this nigga's like. So not this nigga. So okay. There's this black dude I used to.
Look, you can't even say that.
I used to listen to his music. I said, yeah, you can't say nigga. But I said nigga. Okay. Anyway, so I used to follow his. What is? I forgot his name. Like he was
Jess
really, really.
Said nigga the whole bunch the other day.
Okay, but he was like this main proponent about how. Black women basically ain't shit. He might as well have said that, but he said it in so many different ways that he just like giving all these statistics about how we are the most single mothers, the most abortions. Like he was like,
oh, he just didn't do his research,
huh?
He just didn't do no, his research.
No, his research actually was kind of accurate, but, you know, there's not more really. To the data it's than the numbers.
Capita. Come on.
No. There's more to the data than the numbers. No, actually numerically. But you have to take into account of people who have enough money to go out of town, to go out of the country, and to not have their
business put out.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You can't take that into account. You know what I'm saying? So if you could take that into account, see, black women are more likely to go to places like Planned Parenthood, who are going to report their numbers of abortions, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like, and Hispanic women as well, you know, a lot of minorities in general, any person, any inner city person, period.
Right.
Yeah. So they're going to go to Planned Parenthood more likely to get their abortion. And so it's going to look like, I mean, cause come on, who is mostly in the inner cities? Come on. And in inner city, yes, exactly. So they're going to have higher rates of abortion.
Moving down
higher
here with
numbers
us.
Of abortion. They're going to have that.
Moving to the city
mostly
with
urban
us
centers are reporting their abortion statistics. So you cannot say who is actually having the most abortion. You
they
cannot
have
say who is
penetrated
actually
our neighborhoods
the most
and
crime. There's like so much, like you cannot use
and
statistics.
Gentrified them.
Yes, they no, but that's a known fact. No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
They're not taking over everywhere. No, they've only taken over places where they actually could take over it. But
yeah, where there wasn't enough land ownership.
No. I'm telling you, no. They only run the way they do it. They only run the people way that they can.
The people that either,
that they can get rid of.
Yeah,
like you. There are certain people
like they have back taxes. They have foreclosures. Everybody knows the game. Everybody knows the game, what they're doing.
And, you know, sometimes people get pressured, you know. You know how it works when it comes to land.
Pressure you out of your land.
Or they find an excuse to, like...
Shut you down.
No. I'm gonna... should I say this? Okay, so, like, a few years back. I don't remember how long ago. But it was before I had ties, so it was more than 6 years. Anyway, so these people came to our house and told us, because there was a dry cleaner down the street.
Mm-hmm.
That our house could be contaminated, and they came
and
did all these tests
that.
And shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why were y'all doing these tests? Because the dry cleaners is actually too really. We're on a total end of the block, and if you look at statistics, we're really too far away
to get any.
And on top
like,
of
to
that,
to get any like any chemicals in your in your lawn,
in the lawn in our house, that was
your house.
Yeah, yeah. And on top of that. The dry cleaner has started to use safe practices years and years ago.
But you know what I also noticed? That the grass that does grow around your house is very green. It's like really nourished. It's like green.
Well, it's nourished by the rain because we don't fuck with that shit.
I know you guys don't touch it, so it's just this area. You know what I mean? Just,
yeah. And that would have made a big difference. And come on, let's talk about this big old wannabe... miniature forest over here, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm like, it's you know, it's like they were like looking for something to like
try to force you out of your
to
land.
Like or influence you to sell the land, you know, because
right.
We get offers all the time over here.
Right, I know they're trying to do what they're trying to do, but whatever.
But so, I was just pointing out that everybody they figure out different ways to get you out of your house.
Yeah. So Beyonce revealed that Stevie Wonder. Played the harmonica on her cover of Jolene, as we were stating. Yeah, as we were stating, we went into something else. But she revealed it at the iHeartRadio. And Cher and Jennifer Hudson also were at the iHeartRadio, and they performed together a duet.
Oh, I would like to hear that.
Yeah.
Also,
oh, well,
as well, you
YouTube.
Know, Jolene, let's give props to Dolly Parton. Jolene is her song.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That she's original. She's original singer, most popular singer of it. So even if somebody came up with Jolene before her,
yeah,
it don't even matter because she's the name synonymous.
She kept it.
It was copyrighted. She did her
she did
her thing.
She
on
did
that
her
one.
Big one on it. That's what the kids like to say. She did her big one.
She ate that shit.
She
anyway.
Did. Well, girl, you crazy. But Trump allies want to focus on, according to CNN, they want to focus on anti-white racism. Yes. A Trump ally, he wants to focus on anti-white Y'all heard me right. Anti-white racism. Like, they said Trump, when he was in office, he was trying to get rid of that bill that they passed that corporations had to interview minorities for positions or whatever if they were qualified. Like, if a minority put in an application, companies would have to interview that minority.
They would have to interview them,
but that don't mean they
hired them.
Exactly. That don't mean they hired them, but that was put into law, but it hasn't really been.
It's called affirmative action, and it's been around for a long time.
And it hasn't really been working.
Was it in the 2000s or something? Or
what I heard is California had it. Still ain't hiring black
because
people.
Damn.
Yeah, remember what the CEO of Chase Bank said a few years ago? We reported on it. He said that he would hire more black candidates.
We drink minimum two bottles of Pinot when we're doing these fucking these podcasts. Do you think I remember what you said 2 years a year or two ago?
I remember. Okay. I remember, but he said that he would hire more black candidates if they were qualified. Who is not qualified to be a teller at Chase Bank? Anybody with a high school diploma. Qualified to be a teller at Chase, but get your racist ass up out of here. That's allegedly.
I don't know nothing.
But that's what he said out of his mouth. That's all I'm saying. And he posted that on, you can go on the Chase website and look up that speech. Unless they didn't took it down by now, but I know it was definitely on there. And so also at the iHeartRadio, TLC and Latto performed a song together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you got to check that out too. You guys can find it on YouTube. iHeartRadio YouTube station. No, I'm not playing a snippet. I will not do it.
Just a little bit snippet. No, I won't do it.
But anyways, let's go.
Okay, Devonna.
Did I sound like that? Oh my God. Let's go into Strange World because, you guys know it's a strange world that we are living in. And so, Diddy is it up again in the news.
So he should just name he should just change his name to D now. You know, the artist formerly known as Sean Puffy Combs, P. Diddy. He's just D.
You know, he's like, love now. Any love?
No, he should just be D. Because the D. Dick is love.
I'm sorry. Anyway. So y'all know his house just got raided. And a lot of stuff has been coming out to debunk whatever this guy is saying about this lawsuit. So he's looking very not credible in the eyes of the law right now. But because of the raids, I don't think that even if they found something in these raids, that he would be able to get a fair trial in our country. He wouldn't be able to. This is so publicized.
He's already guilty.
I mean, he's guilty before.
I'm sorry. Allegedly, he's allegedly guilty.
He's already.
He's already guilty. He's allegedly already guilty in the name of the law.
In the eyes of the public, that's what it is.
In the eyes of the public,
not in the name of the law.
In the public opinion.
In the public opinion.
In the public opinion.
So, Angela Yee, she had resurfaced some comments that Nick Cannon made about Diddy back in the day, and it wasn't pretty, y'all can go on Angela Yee's site and look that shit up. But what I have to say about
who is she again?
Oh, she used to be on the Breakfast Club.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah, she's a radio talk show.
Okay, thank you. I forgot.
Yeah, Way Up with Angela Yee. Have you ever heard that before?
No. I remember old girl because I used to follow her. I think I'm a subscriber to what's her name's page.
Yeah, I don't really watch the new host of the Breakfast Club or listen to her show.
What's her name again? Jess Hilarious. Yeah, I think I'm subscribed to Jess Hilarious. Like, I've been subscribed to Jess Hilarious.
Oh, her personal page, right?
Yeah.
Like, her personal
show. On YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
I think it's called Jess with the Mess.
I don't remember. I don't know.
I believe something like that. But anyways, Angela Yee posted the comments that Nick Cannon made about Diddy, I guess, some years ago. But it's strange to me that they're just now coming out. That's what's strange. I mean, everybody want to disassociate themselves with some.
They have a psychological terminology for this shit. Like, I forgot what it's called, but like, where, one person says something, everybody else comes out and says something, There is a fucking psychological term for it. I don't even remember. I studied psychology for long, so long, and I cannot remember this. But it's actually normal for this to happen. Once one or two people come out and everybody start coming out, and, you know, not all of them are going to be true, but it does develop a pattern, which is the case with Disney and Jonathan Majors, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're saying that, like, I know that syndrome that you're mentioning.
But, yeah.
I mean, that you're mentioning.
Is it bystander effect or something? Wait, look it up. Look up bystander effect. That might be it.
I think it ends that.
No, I'm close, though. It might not be bystander effect.
Let's see.
But, like, the bystander effect is when everybody looks... I think it's when everybody, like, is looking at a situation, and because the person next to him don't do anything and nobody around them does anything, they don't do anything either. So, it's like when... So, I'm getting those two mixed up. So, the bystander effect would be, like, people not doing anything. You know, not attending to an event because nobody else is doing it. You know what I'm saying? But it kind of goes with once somebody comes out with an allegation or, you know, or even are vindicated by their allegations, a lot of other people start coming out too. Oh, yes. One of my favorite movies, Devil's Advocate. It was like Devil's Advocate. He was able to prove, even though the little girl was really getting molested, he was able to prove that the teacher was innocent because the little girl used her story to pressure other girls into saying that they were molested and touched on too by the teacher. So it does make sense if I say the bystander effect. But whatever, we're gone.
It is the victim mentality.
Oh, that's close.
It's kind of like they're saying this is a psychological concept referring to a mindset in which a person or group of people
the victim mentality as a term.
Recognize or consider themselves a victim of the negative actions of others. But that's not...
No. That's not it. That's that's not what I'm talking about. No.
Is it narcissistic victim
syndrome? No, I was saying that it's the opposite of the bystander effect. So the bystander effect, that's what I'm saying, is where you... look. That's why I actually look at the bystander effect. It's where you... witness something like something bad or it doesn't matter what it is, bad or good or whatever, you're a witness to something, and then I forgot what I said. Shit the fuck. Excuse me. Anyway, excuse my language.
Okay, the bystander effect or bystander atypy is a
Apathy. That's what I was saying. Yes. That's the word I was looking for.
It's a social...
one of the words.
Psychological theory that states that individuals are less likely to offer help to a victim.
Yes. So I'm saying it's reverse bystander. Like, at first, nobody wanted to say nothing because nobody else was saying anything. And so...
once somebody says something, yes, then other people start coming out.
Yes, that's what I was saying. So it's the opposite of the bystander effect.
So it's another name for it, though.
Yeah, I know it is, but I can't remember what it is.
Opposite. What do you think it is?
I don't remember at all. Do you know how long it is since I took a psych class? Come on. But I did remember that because I thought that was interesting because it reminded me of that damn fucking video. What's his name? Childish Gambino. This is America.
So, I can't find it, girl. It is, you're right. There is a term called the reverse bystander effect.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
It is, definitely.
And what is that?
It said it is the reverse bystander effect.
Explain it.
Basically, that's the same that exact thing that you mentioned, that observers will observe things, but they won't say anything until the person who is victimized.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it. I remember something from 15 years ago.
They said that this effect this reverse bystander effect is attributed to increased self-awareness.
And also, just like some of the people will just say something happened and it didn't. So it will like confuse everybody. And that's something else. But yeah, that would be more towards that victim mentality you were talking about where, you know, anyway.
Yeah, why are they just now saying something about all these statements and everybody want to come forward 20-30 years later and like, I guess, you know, when you see somebody so happy and they did you wrong in the past, allegedly, you want to just
sit down. You want to see that?
That's another syndrome.
I would be an evil bitch right now if I, like, went after everybody was doing good that fucked me over.
Girl, that's why I love that TikTok. I will eat a bowl of water with a fart before I get two flying fucks what a motherfucker has to say about me.
Ever.
And that's period. Ain't nobody got time for that. Get your life, please. Get your life, please, people. Because don't ruin somebody else's life because your life is fucking miserable.
Exactly. But don't, you know, misery loves company.
And they do. So let's see what Stevie J had to say about it on TMZ, y'all.
They better know what they do. I don't got nothing to do with that. I'm just here to say that I've never seen my man doing anything foul like this.
What are you looking at?
All of it. I mean,
I've never seen it. I've known him for 29 years. And then it's like with guys like 50. You know what I'm saying? Like Uncle Tom cast like that.
Oh,
you know,
really?
What I'm saying? It's like,
50 Uncle Tom? Yeah. Well, I guess he did. So supposedly he got shot in his mouth for trying to stay separate.
He's been going after Diddy and everybody associated with him.
Girl, his name is 50 Cent. 50. What do you mean?
Oh, I'm so slow.
Right. You are a tripping. What you mean?
Hell nah. But, yeah.
Have you seen his new movie, Expendables 4?
Oh, wait, 50 Cent is in Expendables 4?
I believe it was in Expendables 3 and 2. The man, he in his 50s, ain't he? He
50-something. I'm damn near 50.
He's older.
Well, not damn near 50, but.
You know. Girl, stop with your malarkey. But anyways, they are too old, him and Stevie J, to talk about come outside and I want to see you in the boxing ring. No, nobody wants to see y'all. Ain't they both like...
50 Cent probably still got a nice body.
I'm sure both of them do. I know Stevie J do, but...
No, he looks like Shredder.
Who?
Oh, nothing. I didn't say that.
I ain't say his face was cute. He allegedly
looks like Shredder.
Allegedly. Everybody liking.
Well, we already know who... Jocelyn loved his dirty ass draws, but yeah.
A lot of the ladies like them from Stevie J, but that's what happened.
Oh, and he messed with us.
Yes, you guys can go check out that rant that he did on TMZ about his boy, you know, standing up for his friend. And that's what you should do, though. If you do not know your friend to be that type of person and you've been close with them, you know, forever, and if you don't know your friend to be like that, then maybe they hid something from you or that they're not like that. I don't know, allegedly. I mean, how can you be friends with somebody for so many years and not know what they got going on? Period. Because close friends, we talk. That's all I got to say. I've been friends with my friend for 30 years now, over 30 years now, and we talked. All I know is we know each other well. And if that is the case with them, they would know each other well. But anyways, 50 Cent's ex, who also had a sexual relationship with Diddy, Daphne Joy, according to TMZ, she put out some statements that 50 was actually the one who was abusive to her, and that he caused a lot of trauma in her life.
Excuse me, mentally, sexually, physically, all three. Emotionally.
Everything, girl. He was emotionally abusive. He was physically abusive, according to her. He was allegedly mentally
Stevie J
abusive.
Is just talking about how he don't think PDD gay. Like, maybe he's just saying I see no gay tendencies because, you know, Stevie J ain't got a real good track. Stevie J don't got a real good track record on treating women well. I mean, maybe he don't got no beating on women, you know, no physical violence against women.
No, not from what I've seen. He's been attacked by women, but he usually just walks away.
Exactly. I've seen it.
All the way to his car. They said, where is Stevie walking to? Because Mimi said, in the first season, he didn't have no car.
What?
Yes. No,
maybe he just wasn't driving. Maybe he just didn't have a car he liked or something. Or maybe he had to sell off some cars to do some investments.
I think she's trying to be funny because
Hey, I'm probably right. Maybe he had to sell off some cars to do some investments.
She was giving him money. She was giving Stevie J money in the first season. But and Mona Scott said after that first season,
have you never had to give your man some money?
I plead the fifth. Because
I had to deal by being out
of jail. I plead the fifth.
I
plead the fifth.
I mean, for some stupid shit though, it wasn't like he, you know, was on a multi-state crime spree or nothing. Too.
They coming after everybody. That's all I got to say. Y'all watch y'all back, black billionaires, because they coming for it. They coming for you.
The billionaires.
You black billionaires.
Well, probably not y'all thousandaires. Y'all good.
No, y'all thousandaires.
That's wrong. Hey, I'm less than a thousandaire, so don't.
If you a black man in Hollywood, you a millionaire, you a billionaire, they coming after you. That's all I know. Watch your back and your front and your side to side, for real. They coming for your ass. For real.
And don't just treat women any kind of way, because you never know how a woman is going to interpret how you treat them. You never know what the things you say, because a lot of people don't realize that they fucked up and then they be saying some fucked up shit to people that fucks them up. A lot of people don't realize that. And there's a lot of women out here who believe that they should be able to go in a situation and get drunk, because they should be able to. Honestly, you should be able to and get drunk and nothing happened. You shouldn't have to worry about that.
That's true. I don't believe that.
No, you shouldn't have to worry about that.
You should be taken advantage of because
you're time, like, a lot of people don't see it that way, especially, you flirt. Sometimes I flirt when I'm drunk. And you flirt when you're drunk, and then these niggas, they drunk too, and you cannot expect them to have the best outcome every time. But, yeah. They did that without you wanting them to. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, girl. It sounds crazy, but we'll see what happens. That's all you can do is sit back and watch. Don't assume somebody did something because somebody else told you they did. Because
I'm like, those are because like
let's just wait.
Cassie was with P. Diddy for how long?
Because that's what everybody happened when everybody thought that girl to kidnap herself. Everybody was jumping the gun like, hold on, maybe she did get kidnapped. Because you
I was
just
on the fence
came.
From day one, I ain't gonna lie.
You were definitely, no, you was like,
I was looking at both people's sides.
No, you said it. You said it out your mouth. You said, hey.
I said,
if she got kidnapped. You was like, for real, you was on that inside investigation right there, honey. You saw through the scheme. Honey, I ain't even gonna lie. Because I was like, don't do her like that, because I've been kidnapped before, you know? So I was like, damn, maybe this
And somebody tried to kidnap
and
me.
And I got away.
A few times.
And I got away, though. That's what I'm saying. I got away. It didn't make the news. Nobody heard about it, you know? I didn't tell nobody. I told it in passing like it's a joke. I was like, hey.
Yeah, because, you know, remember? No.
I got away.
Remember when we were going to Miss Brown's that day? Okay, this is old school Indianapolis shit. So we was going to Mrs. Brown that day, and we always used to make a shortcut through this alley. Like, our house was like five houses down from the alley. So we make a cut through the alley, and then we come up to the plaza where Miss Brown's was in. And we've been going there for a long time. I don't remember, probably a couple of years, maybe. Mm-hmm. And then one day, this naked ass nigga
in the alley.
This random the whatever that shit was, that not like natural.
Then we had heard about him though. They called him the naked man.
Yeah,
but that was our first time seeing it.
But like, yeah. In such a populated area, and he was just like, okay. So first we went past him, and he was like, butt naked peeing in the alley. Now, we thought maybe he's a crackhead or something, you know. Mm-hmm. Crackheads was starting to be a thing back then.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. And so, and then next thing we know,
he tried to chase us.
This nigga, we coming back. We thought he was gone. He was going to pee in the alley. He was going to be gone. And then, he wasn't completely naked then.
He was naked when we came back.
He was naked when we came back. So, he was like in the alley, peeing against somebody's garage. And then, so we walked past and we was like, oh my God, that's so fucking crazy. Like, we were just like, that's how we talk back then, actually. Same way we talk now.
Same way we talk now.
No joke. So we just kept going. And we thought he was going to be gone. We came back. So we go, he's still by the same garage he was pissing on. And he done took off all his clothes. And we look over. All of us look. I don't know. We just all just. Something just rang in our heads. I don't know. We all look over at the same time. And then we all just started running. And he started chasing after us. And little Tiana was left behind. Poor Tiana, because she was little. She was like, what, five?
Maybe I think I was four.
4 or 5, yeah. I was going to say 4 or 5. And so this dude chased after us. Tiana got some nice speed on her, but, you know, she's little. Her legs are short. And so my cousin...
super fast.
Turns around, realizes that Tiana is not directly behind me, goes back, grabs her.
I'm flying in the air, too.
And then runs back.
And my little feet was just flying in the air.
Past me. Past me. Now, mind
you, she ran past you.
Yeah, she ran past me.
She was running so fast. Like, she was a track star, y'all.
She was
a track star.
She's bad.
Man, I thought she was going to go to the Olympics. I was like, that girl is fast, man. She was so fast. She used to beat all the boys in the neighborhood.
And I'm not trying to brag or nothing, but I didn't run slow, though. I wasn't like
No, you weren't.
I was a pretty fast runner, no. I'm not even trying to play, because that's what we used to do back in the day. You know, it's the 80s. We run.
She was like, we was outside.
Yeah, we outside. We raced each other. We played sports against each other. You know what I'm saying?
Hot scotch and all that shit.
You know what I'm saying? So, we was always busy.
These kids nowadays, man, I don't even think they know how to drive with y'all. I know.
I taught my baby how to drive with y'all.
But yeah, we did. Not the boy. You know, that's how we grew up. But I'm saying.
Not the boy. That little boy, he don't care about nothing but me. It's Donald's and his motherfucking iPad. Oh, my God.
My area is full of kids. You only see about 4 to 5 kids outside on a daily basis. In my area, it's packed full with kids.
Now, I can understand where I live. I live on a busy street right here. So, I can understand people that are lying their kids outside.
Yeah, there's no busy streets. Like, let your kids go outside.
This is a busy area. Like, so, even though there's kids in the neighborhood, like,
if you had to go out there and watch them go on your patio and check it out.
Yeah, you know, let them go to the backyard and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Don't allow your kids to be coddled in this goddamn social media. And in their rooms on a daily basis, make sure they get out. If they don't want to get out, you make sure you take them out. For real. Because this is the type of society they're trying to force us to live in.
No.
A secluded. And
not just the government. It's us, too. Because
it's a secluded, detached society. It is
so
the
many
government,
people's
Gina.
Kids just randomly come up
allegedly.
Missing. Okay, so.
Allegedly.
No. Definitely. Because we have numbers. Okay. Not even per capita or nothing like that. There are significant numbers of people, period, missing all over the country, all over the world. Like, they just
You're right, and that's why people are scared to come outside. I ain't even gonna...
Yeah,
write.
That's what it is.
They're scared
seriously.
To come outside. That's so sad.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a real song.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Whatever.
We do not own the rights to that little chorus. Right
I don't
there.
Even know how that song goes, so don't sue me. Anyway,
it might not be like they scared to come outside. It's something else, but maybe I just made that. I don't know either. I know that's the melody to a song. I know that it's the same melody. I just changed.
Yeah, we good at doing the melodies from other songs. Yeah,
I have to say that it's crazy. And let's talk about they lying like they look. Let's get on into it.
Okay, who lied this time? They always lying. Somebody always lying. Stevie, be lying.
Stevie,
that's like I don't
know what to do with him. I don't even know. Stevie. Stevie Day.
Stevie.
Allegedly. Quite a Jocelyn Hernandez.
That was a bad imitation of her.
No, I promise. That was definitely Jocelyn. You imitated her to the fullest. But speaking of lying like you look, Megan Good confirms to E! Exclusive News that Jonathan is the one for her. Okay, kudos to you, Megan and Jonathan.
And they're
going
to have pretty babies.
Pretty smart, intelligent.
Yes.
Winning ass babies. Because both of them people, I love them. I think
no. Oh, my God. I just realized something. I forgot. The way to get out of a Disney contract is... No, they've been doing it for years. Mama told us this when we were kids, remember? Scandals. Not just Disney contract, but any kind of morality contract, which Disney Channel and Nickelodeon not probably and so Marvel, much.
They have these morality
contracts. Yeah, they have morality contracts, yes. So a lot of people, in order to get out of their morality contracts, and was Megan Good divorced before she started talking to Jonathan?
I'm loving your conspiracy theory right now.
I don't know. Is it a conspiracy theory or what? Anyway, I'm still tripping.
It might be. It's understandable. Theory. It is understandable.
Okay.
But okay. I think that, you know, Disney is still not like they look, but they can keep on doing it. And I can see from the smiles on their face on this E! Entertainment exclusive that they are unfazed by anything, honey.
No, they honestly unbothered.
They honestly unbothered.
Honestly.
Honestly unbothered, honestly. Baby. And unbothered. I love it. I love it. I love it. In black love, I love it. I love it. I love it. It's black love.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
It is black love, baby. And y'all know
that... Speaking of
what?
I don't know. Love. No, I'm just joking. People loving themselves so much that they aren't, you know.
What you mean?
Sacrificing themselves at the full moon and shit. Whatever you were talking about.
Oh, my God. No, we're going to get into that. But yes,
we lie like you look right now. Okay.
Right. No, people are sacrificing.
No, we are not lying like we look, but we're lying like we look.
Yeah, so the totality is what they call it, is always associated with an omens.
Yeah.
And apparently there have been a lot of suicides and weird activities that happen every time there is a full eclipse.
Now, I'm not too sure that the fish that are doing the swirlies and stuff, maybe it's not been quite 200 fish, I guess, since the first article I read, which was late March, and now we're on April 2nd, so that was like March 29th or something like that, the first article I read about it, and so the fish were like hundreds of fish, and like these saw fish, I guess, like, which are rare fish in the Florida, wherever area, what was it called, the Gulf of Floor. I don't know. Anyway.
Well, according to psychiatry
one day, you know what? I need to just have my computer right here. And so I can look at those.
What?
Sources. The articles that we send each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because.
So.
Yeah. Or, and then, or maybe,
psychiatryonline.org. They are saying that the full eclipse has some type of association with mass suicides and suicides. Happen on it seems to happen, you know, but suicides happen every day. I don't know how they came up with this, but you got to read the study.
No, because, you know, they can, like, the amount of suicides reported on a particular day, they can use that to measure, like, they look at different things, and they do data, like, compilation and stuff, to, like, is that how you're compiling, in order to,
they
like, to find a lot patterns, of data, to find patterns, okay, and to, like, prove a certain thing or another, and those patterns show that people actually do this shit.
Yeah, so thousands of fish washed up on the shore of Florida, right? And yeah. I thought it was because of the red algae that blooms.
They
or
said they are calling this a, what was it called? Click on that article, please.
Let me click on this article. And that to you. What are they saying now? Because the article I read said that it might be associated with the red algae.
Okay, what is this? This thehill.com. Okay.
The hills have
it
eyes.
It says fish are spinning. Thank you. Thrashing themselves to death in Florida, and nobody knows why. Okay, so they said the Florida Fish Wildlife Commission has found no signs of a communicable disease. No red tide toxins, and so no issues with oxygen, salt levels, pH, or water temperatures. Nada. Okay? So, it's mysterious. And so, I'm like, could that be affected by...
one of the signs.
I'm just saying, could that be affected by...
How many signs is it again that they say that
phases the
predict,
moon. Wait, what?
No, the signs that predict the end of the world or whatever. Is it seven?
No, it's the blood red moon, and I've seen the blood red moon.
Blood red moon is
I've seen that blood red moon so many times in my life. Apparently, it's called harvest moon.
Yeah, it's the harvest moon. Girl. Stop playing. But
I think because a lot of people used to die around harvest time because, you know, sometimes it's hard to grow crops. Because
they thought it was the end. Exactly. It's like the eclipse. Yeah. You know, they think it's the end. They want to die or whatever.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that that would be a time of the time. Like October was like, September, October is like, August, September, October is like how you could gauge whether your crops were doing well. Mm-hmm. It, depending on the part of the world you live in. And you know, if you don't have a good store of crops by the end of October, beginning of November, or
you're gonna kill yourself.
No, anything happens, you're not gonna have enough to eat, or your family's not gonna have enough to eat, and you know, somebody has to die, or somebody's
gonna
die.
That's so crazy.
No, I'm just giving you some examples.
It's
okay.
Probably the reason that they were doing
yes, that's
that,
why
that they
and
do
so
that.
You know how they say there's such thing as generational trauma, like
right.
how so many generations of people have experienced a certain thing.
Oh yeah,
I'm thinking that this psychology thing could be due. What the fuck am I talking about? Like really, this psychology thing could just be due to that natural time of the year where things go bad, where it starts to get cold, mm-hmm. and people start dying more.
That's also an effect that they say happens.
The two eclipses. I don't know. I'm just saying.
It's like a type of omen that people believe that
mm-hmm.
some things go great all the time, and then there's times when just bad omens happen.
Yeah.
And they're always associated with either the harvest moon, the fish dying, the
exactly
the eclipse, the total eclipse, you know,
lunar and solar, because we're doing solar.
So I think that's what you mean, like
yeah.
I understand exactly what you're saying, yeah. But yeah, that's why
I don't know. I probably just go through too much, but yeah, we're getting close to the end of this, so we're gonna do a little bit of nap. It's a nap time story time, hey, right?
No, we're gonna do our artist of the day, girl.
AOTD. Not yes. outfit of the day. OOTD.
No, artist.
AOTD.
Artist of the day. Did what? I say it right?
Artist. I don't know what the fuck you said, girl. No, artist. Artist of the day.
Artist.
How are you pronounce the word, okay?
Artist of the day. We're gonna do our artist of the day, y'all.
Artist of the day.
Yes, and as y'all know, it is The Windows featuring Moonface.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they just dropped a new one, baby.
Okay, let me hear that shit. Yeah. Okay. How old is this?
I think they
3 weeks ago.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
I like the video.
Yeah. Well, I'll watch it later.
Watch that because I already saw it.
Okay, thank you. Oh, yeah. That's a good one. You made that motherfucker a lyricist because you are a lyricist yourself.
Yeah, my kids read. They read books.
Well, you know, they was born when, you know, everybody still didn't have a TV in their room, so.
Yeah, and, you know, at first they loved to read books, and then at one point they stopped reading, and I was,
yeah.
like, making it, like, go read a book. That would be their punishment.
Yeah.
And then they would be like, they enjoyed it. And
yeah.
so they continued to read to, you know, they loved to read.
until they got their own smartphones.
No, they still read on the smartphones.
No, Ty does read. Tina does not read. Tina only reads on a smartphone on the internet. She don't read. But I'm sorry, her. I gotta give it to her though. Her reading has went up. Like, this heifer said impeccable yesterday.
Well, yeah, you guys can go check that out. That was Wando featuring Moonface, and it was posted by The Numbers Magazine. So, you know, they're affiliated, honey. They the real deal, honey. They are sponsored by Rap Battles and magazines now. Mm-hmm. Wando and Moonface, you know, they're very talented.
Yes, they are.
And they are from here, Indianapolis, Indiana, baby. Naptown, Sleepy City, in the house. In the house.
Sleepy City.
Sleepy City.
Dang, dang. Well, let's go into our nappy time stories. And so, it's a lot today. A lot.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot.
What's going on in Indiana?
Yeah, so an Indianapolis police officer.
No, usually it's just like this. Somebody got into it and they shot and somebody died, you know. But now it's like, what the fuck?
It's like, too much. I think it's all of the newcomers to our city.
I don't know if this dude is a newcomer, but... Okay, whenever it loads, excuse me for a minute. A former Indy police officer, probably he got fired after he did this crime.
According to Fox 59.
Has been arrested on rape and official misconduct charges after he reportedly used his position to take advantage of a domestic violence victim he was supposed to help.
Now punch him in his apples right now.
Yes.
Down here.
Yes.
Pop! Real quick.
Yes. He looked like a predator. No, I'm just saying he looked like a predator just because he was...
He's like a black Mr. Rogers.
You wrong. A beautiful day to... a beautiful day to abuse a neighbor. No, we should not be laughing. That's wrong. Anyway.
I swear to goodness.
Oh, Lord forgive
me. This nigga need to be put under the jail, though. I mean, this dude. Whatever. Oh, we're going to censor ourselves. We're trying, y'all. No, we're not. Fuck it.
The Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department announced Tuesday that former officer Myron Howard, who had been with the department for roughly a year, was taken into custody earlier in the day after he was officially charged in Marion County with rape, official misconduct, and various other misdemeanors.
Trifling.
Nigga.
He living a trifling life, and we ain't got time for you.
How are you just going? This woman has already been through some shit, and then he go and take advantage of her.
Try to take advantage of her. He needs to be.
No, he did take advantage of her after.
Allegedly.
He is accused of.
Allegedly, yes. Anyways. We don't know if Brother Byron, but whatever his name is, did it. But that is Brother the story. Byron.
Oh, I guess he kind of looked like Brother Byron.
Have you seen Ruthless?
I wouldn't even doubt that he actually goes to church. Huh?
You need to watch Tyler Perry's Ruthless.
Lord forgive me.
Yes. So they're all in a cult, and they call the dude his highest. Number one, yes, on BET Plus.
Okay. Y'all gotta watch it. We're going to do that later.
Yes, so... Employees, what is this? Employees at a restaurant chain in California.
Oh, yes.
They get $20 an hour now.
So... You know, $20 an hour in California
is the minimum wage.
It's not gonna go far, especially if you only like working 4 or 5 hours a day.
Yeah, $20 an hour in California is like $10 an hour,
basically
in real life. Because you guys, the cost of living there is so enormous.
So like, Fox 59,
$20 an hour, you still gonna need 4 roommates in a 2-bedroom.
Exactly.
In a 2-bedroom, and that's on life. I'm telling you.
So they're saying that any fast food restaurant that has like more than 100 chains, I guess. I don't know, like McDonald's or let me look. Okay, look. I gotta take off my glasses.
How you gonna take off your glasses to read?
Because I'm old.
That means you need a new prescription.
I think so too.
For sure.
Wait.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, so that's the story. They're just going to be making minimum wages $20 an hour in California now.
Yeah.
That's the story, y'all.
Yeah.
Wait, who posted it?
I think I've... Okay, wait.
Who's the source? Where'd you get that
source? Fox59.com.
Oh, really?
Fox59. On their Facebook page. So employees...
Why would they be talking about...
Oh, it's 60 or more locations will be paid at least $20 an hour. Okay, my bad.
It's not even the whole state. It's just a few restaurants or something.
It depends, but it's like McDonald's, KFC,
Okay, go ahead, McDonald's.
You know, things like that.
Hey, McDonald's, you rich bitches. If y'all really wanted to do something...
Hey, it's protecting the small business owner. No, I just thought about that.
What do you mean?
This is a good law.
It's protecting the small business owner.
Okay, we're talking about like people who have one or two or three or four or five like homegrown restaurants.
So they don't have to pay.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're on.
Okay, look. I'm just saying.
No, but for real, I understand where you're coming from. So that does make sense. But companies like McDonald's and Walmart and freaking Chase Bank, they do not need to be paying anybody in that bitch under $25 an hour. And I tell you why. Because
hey,
these are the richest
though.
Companies
anyway.
In the world. Okay? In the world. This is not a joke, people. Like, give these people their money. Shit. Fuck you, pay me. Yes. Fuck you, pay me.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you, pay me.
Okay. Yeah, we got 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah, let's get it popping. Yeah. We almost done with this party.
Let me quit.
Yeah, so a 64-year-old man from Ohio is now under arrest.
Oh, my God.
And he is allegedly... believed to have traveled to Indiana.
I believe Marion.
Marion, Indiana. To try to traffic a 14-year-old girl.
Okay, so yeah.
So it was all a setup, y'all. So.
Yeah.
They got him.
They got him, but.
They should punch him in his Adam apple and put him under the jail.
You never know what they do to them.
They should. That's what I'm saying. That
just
should
saying.
Happen. I'm just saying.
But.
Maybe.
Also,
allegedly. Who knows?
Also,
but that's what I would do.
Okay, so I'm just saying.
Oh shoot! Yes, because the Adam apple is gonna always take them out.
Girl.
But you sent me the story about these kids getting shot downtown.
Okay, so
that's
apparently
horrible.
I don't know. Like maybe I'm just piecing it together the wrong way.
It's
I don't
Fox
even
59,
know.
Yeah.
So from what I gathered from the article, because. Let's be real. Fox 59 really ain't that good at reporting. No offense.
They just
but
never
y'all
follow
heard it
up.
Before.
They never follow
anyway,
up. They never follow up.
Yes, that's the one
allegedly,
of the worst.
Let's
no,
say,
they
allegedly.
Definitely. No,
Angela,
allegedly. So be Fox 59.
Angela sometimes do.
So be Fox 59. They don't follow up.
You ain't gonna get shit.
Hey. Okay, so look. I don't know from what I'm gathering by the mother. There's this mother of one of the girls who was involved in the conflict downtown with the kids, you know, from 12 to 16. One of the little girls, she goes to, I guess, Arsenal Tech High School, you know, where you used to go back in the day. And our parents used to go. And, you
that
know,
was
hey,
freshman year or whatever.
You know what I'm saying? But our parents used to go and
I got up out of there because
auntie,
I think it started
from,
being,
you know,
like, violent in when I went there.
Well,
I don't know
it
if it
was
if
always
it's
violent from what I
No, no, because
heard,
it, was,
no, no.
It had been changed
honestly,
to a magnet school.
Anyway,
you know,
look, let me stop right there. Let me stop you right there. Look, I gotta stop you, girl. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So daddy literally got kicked out of school for beating up his bully.
Oh, goodness.
And he beat him up so bad that they kicked him out of school. This nigga had daddy had a fucking scholarship.
Yeah.
To Purdue Engineering.
But so 7 kids were shot in down. So yeah, so you saying it was 7 kids?
Yes, 7 kids. I do believe it
ages
was 7 kids.
12 to 16.
12 to 16.
That is so
and,
horrible.
Man. So I I just mentioned tech where because one of the children involved in the incident goes to tech, and I guess she had been jumped.
Allegedly.
Another fellow, Mrs. Hill, or Miss Hill,
don't
what are you going to call it?
I hope she don't, because this is my thing. Why? Look,
I was saying
the stories in a different way, though. why would they even put in the story that this young woman who got shot goes to Tech?
No, she didn't get shot. She didn't get shot.
Oh, no. That she was filming it?
Yeah, she was she was one of the ones.
But why would they put that she goes to Tech High School? Now somebody could come to her school and try to assault her again.
I'm thinking they're coming out to let them know what's going on, to let them catch the people who are doing this shit. It doesn't matter whether her daughter, because you can keep your daughter at home and do the fucking online
and somebody
shit.
Can come to your house and shoot your house.
Okay, but will they? Do they really actually know where you live? No, what are the odds? And then there are so many ways that you can protect yourself.
Well, that didn't say the girl got a tech. They could follow her.
You can protect yourself.
I'm sorry.
This is one thing I disagree with. Gun laws. Gun restriction laws. I don't think there should be no restrictions on guns.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Basically, it's none.
Okay, I said it. Yeah. Whatever, dude.
I don't think violent...
Come for me.
Violent felons should have guns. I don't.
No. Only people who use their guns in a negative way.
Yeah, like they killed somebody before, or they...
They should be stripped of their guns.
And
they should get time for that.
Yeah, even after they get out, I don't want them to have a gun. Like, if they kill somebody or held somebody violently and raped somebody, I don't like that.
Yeah, no, that's the only thing. But, yes, it should have to come to that point.
And people like that should not have... access to weapons.
And no, they shouldn't, but at the same time, most people who have guns, weapons, period, like that, in stockpile, they're doing that for protection. They're not doing it for... Let me quit. We're going to stop. Okay, what was our next topic? Because we're not going to get into the gun debate right now.
We're done. So that was the done signal right there. We'd like to thank y'all for listening to another episode of Honestly Unbothered. And I agree with you on the gun laws, just in case you didn't know. Hey, I got a few.
Hey.
Don't come to my door. You don't want none of this smoke. Thank you again for listening to Honestly Unbothered. We love y'all, and we want y'all to remain
honestly unbothered.
Another face on your hands in the sky. Party purple bottle. If it shows you little bit good, we can see. And they don't like what you do, so
what it means.
Bitches gon' be dead and old. Bitches gon' be dead and old.
Niggas gon' be mad and old.
But they just gon' be dead
and old.
Gonna be mad.
Gonna be mad.
Someone's gonna try and bring you down.
Not doing right if you ain't got no haters around.
Bitches gon' be mad at us.
Niggas gon' be mad
at us.
And they just gon' be mad.
There's something you're not doing right. 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 If you ain't got no haters around.